There's a briefing in the House. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The entire House hearing from defense officials, getting more information on the Chinese spy balloon shot down Saturday off the South Carolina coast. The Senate's classified briefing will be later this morning. Republicans say President Biden waited too long to do it. He tells PBS NewsHour,
"The idea that it was a dereliction of duty is, I think, is a bizarre notion."
He says he gave the order days before, but the military told him it wasn't safe to do it over land. China is also angry. The president said leader Xi Jinping has enormous problems, like a bad economy. Now, President Biden also told PBS more about the classified documents found in an old office and at his Wilmington, Delaware home from his time as a senator and vice president, blaming his staff.
"As they packed up my offices to move them, they didn't do the kind of job that should have been done to go thoroughly through every single piece of literature that's there."
Now to Turkey. That's the sound of a baby being rescued alive. They found other survivors today in the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. But the number of dead people in Turkey now tops 14,000. Over 3,000 more killed in Syria. Many more left homeless, living outside, using campfires, trying to keep warm in frigid temperatures. There was a big nighttime military parade in North Korea.
This was North Korea's largest ever display of intercontinental ballistic missiles, the fruits of intensive efforts to enhance its nuclear arsenal. The sheer number will cause international concern. Leader Kim Jong-un, flanked by his young daughter Kim Ju-ae, who's thought to be just 9 or 10 years old. Her repeated appearances in recent months fueling speculation the girl is his chosen successor.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Senator John Fetterman is in a Washington hospital undergoing tests the morning after feeling lightheaded. You may recall Senator Fetterman, a Democrat in Pennsylvania, suffered a stroke during the campaign. America's listening to Fox.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
A guilty plea in federal court in Texas, where Patrick Crucius admits he went to an El Paso Walmart in 2019 and murdered 23 people in and outside the store. He pleaded guilty to dozens of hate crime and gun and other charges. Crucius still faces a state murder trial, could be sent to death row, where there's an empty cell this morning after
John Ballantyne was given a lethal injection for murdering 3 teenagers 25 years ago, including his former girlfriend's brother. In his final statement, Ballantyne said to his victims' family members, "I want to apologize for the wrong I did y'all." When he was pronounced dead, the victim's relatives high-fived one another.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. There was a memorial service last night in Sayreville, New Jersey, for Eunice Twumfor, the Republican city councilwoman, shot and killed in an SUV outside her home last week. Police still do not have a suspect. There could be a rebound on Wall Street. Stock futures up more than 200 points. The day after the Dow and the Nasdaq each dropped 200. This is a big deal. In the NBA,
Brooklyn Nets superstar Kevin Durant packing his bags for Phoenix. The Suns sending players Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, 4 first-round picks, and a 2028 pick swap to Brooklyn for Durant and player T.J. Warren. The 2-time finals MVP had reportedly wanted the move, and the Suns pushed to get the deal done before today's trade deadline. The deal comes just days after the Nets traded Kyrie Irving to the Dallas Mavericks. Durant has been injured since January with an MCL sprain. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, Kyrie Irving reacted to that big deal, saying he's glad Durant got out of Brooklyn as well. That after Irving's debut with his Dallas new team, scoring 24 points in the Mavericks' win over the LA Clippers. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.